So when are you guys coming back?
Gail and I have been waiting for Abdul to ask that. And that decision's made at a higher pay grade than either of ours.
That's right.
But I think we can honestly say we see progress, that there are things being done. And the speaker announced yesterday that he spent the weekend looking at the Constitution and ways to take concessions off the table. That means there's progress being made. And we're optimistic that by the time we get, and correct me if I'm wrong, but by the time we get to April 29th, we'll have this done and done well. Oh, I can't predict how often we're going to be here before that time, but for the citizens of the state of Indiana, this will be done. It'll be done very well. We'll have our budgets. I'm very confident of that.
Define this.
That's something that's going to have to be decided between the speaker and Leader Bauer. I can't really define this. It's kind of like asking, you know, define is. But I don't know, Gail, do you want to?
Well, I think it's those issues that we've been talking about all along, which are the education voucher issues and the other issues having to do with home rule, are critical to the folks. And that home rule issue is the issue which is the public the labor agreements. So what we're really looking for is continued dialogue, and I know that's happening. I know there are conversations. There is a letter exchange this weekend, I believe. And so we're just hoping for the best, and then that conversation continues.
Speaker said that the goalposts are moving a little bit. Is that the case?
I think so.
The goalposts, not the change.
Yeah, define goalpost.
what's necessary for the caucus to return to work?
If I might touch on that.
According to the speaker, we started with get right to work off the table. It's gone. Then there were some other things. Now it's the PLA bill.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. The right to work was always an issue, and right to work was a concept in other bills. So the PLAs are very important from the very beginning, as well were the voucher issues. So I don't know whether the goalpost has changed so much as there are issues that are being resolved.
In an experienced analysis in this sense, both Speaker Bosma and Leader Bauer are very experienced parliamentarians, and they're used to looking at the rules books and the Constitution, and they're each trying to find an advantage. I mean, I think the Speaker said that he spent this weekend looking over the Constitution to see if there's a way he could find to do it differently. That takes time to tie down, and all these issues that we've talked about, you mentioned moving the goalpost farther, really require us to be absolutely certain that when we have reached an agreement that there's not a parliamentary maneuver that either side has missed that would allow them to invalidate it.
They were going to be looking at. They might be looking at some anti-bolting statutes in the future, a law that would create an automatic fine for people who don't provide a quorum for a while. He also said, "What was the other one?
Recall.
A recall. Maybe creating a recall law, so lawmakers could be removed from office."
Well. When we come back and we have a quorum here, we'll discuss some of those things. And I think we can then debate the full reasons for and against. The purpose of a lack of a quorum, the purpose of breaking a quorum, is in part to bring the discussions back to the middle so that we don't have extremists on either side and we're able to talk about these things at length and educate people. That's essentially what we're doing. And if we come back, we'll talk about that, or when we come back.
So you'll notice you keep saying, when we come back. So does that mean you are coming back?
Oh, I think, and Gail, feel free to jump in, but essentially it's we fully expect to do everything that's necessary for the government of Indiana by the time it's necessary to get that done.
So you will be back by, so you all do plan to be back before April 29th?
I think plan is too strong a word. We're optimistic.
The speaker said that essentially no to Mr. Bauer's request to put the PLA bill in study committee. Is that... How hard or fast a stance is that?
I think an issue like that, a comment like that, is probably more divisive than extending the deadlines for when they're going to do these bills. The concepts that Representative Reichen and I have talked about here are what are important, and that's an important concept.
And I think that's a signal that maybe they can talk more about it. I don't think they're done. They've completed their conversation, and that's his feeling. And I hope that he gets that back in writing to Leader Bauer, and they can continue discussion about that.
You guys worry about retaliation in the sense that maybe some things end up in some bills that specifically target programs in your districts, or maybe some of your other Democratic colleagues.
I don't worry about that, no. I think I have a lot of trust in the folks that we've been dealing with on both sides of the aisle. I think everything is above board. I don't have that feeling at all.
I agree.
How important is or how big of an obstacle is it that they keep pushing the deadline back now, the March 31st deadline on it?
As we said earlier, I don't think that's an obstacle at all. We're not concerned about deadlines. We're concerned about issues. And we expect it all to get done by April 29th, and we're optimistic that it will.
So if you expect everything to get done, that means you expect to be back.
You know, I wish I were a lawyer and a reporter at the same time. But I have learned over the years not to allow those words to be put entirely stuffed into one's mouth. So that's yet to be seen.
Do you think this can be resolved without a special session?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think it can be resolved without a special session?
Oh, I think it certainly can be. Yes,
I think
that's what
the negotiations
are. And we're optimistic. But on the same sense, we are resolute here. And we intend to push hard for the issues that we've talked about.